This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name's Danny Smith. My story is back in 1999 to 2000 when I was a deputy sheriff. I was a school resource officer for a county in Idaho. My partner and I were doing, his school was having a football game, so I came to help be kind of watch over the kids that were there and with him. And, you know, toward the end of the game, we get a call and we're dispatched to it where they're out on this old highway that goes through a town called Wilford. Anyway, out on the old highway, there's a, they said that these people said that they hit a motorcycle. And they're all freaked out. And there's more than one 911 call that came in because some of the people that was around them in on the same road, they seen it. So we go lights and sirens out there and get up there. And I'm looking around for a motorcycle and a damaged car, and nothing's damaged. There's no motorcycle, no body, no nothing. Except the people that saw this happen. The people driving the car said they are going along, and the car behind them, they see a motorcycle come around it and then go behind them and then come back around and cut right in front of them. And when they cut in front of them, they seen a young man on it, but they hit the motorcycle. His body bounced off the hood, hit the windshield, cracked it, and went over the back of the car, and they ran over the motorcycle. They felt all this stuff. And the car in front of them told me that they seen all this stuff. The cars behind them said they seen it too. Now, upon further, you know, investigation of it, this goes to some other stories that happened with my family. There was a kid that used to ride his motorcycle when he moved pipe back in the mid-70s, and he got hit by a car out there. And anyway, my brother, who is he's older than me, and when he was younger and driving out there, coming home from a rodeo or something, same thing happened to him, and there were witnesses, but there was no motorcycle, no body, no skid marks, no nothing. No damage to the vehicles. And then while I was in the Navy, my nephew, coming back from his girlfriend's house using my mom and dad's car, did the same thing. He's going down the road, and next thing he knows, he's hitting this motorcycle, and there are witnesses again. But when it was looked at, the car's not damaged. There's no motorcycle. There's no body. There's no nothing. And everybody there is kind of freaked out, just like before. So, you know, I looked into this, and like I said, someone had crashed on their got hit by a car on their motorcycle there years before. And, you know, it could be a residual. It sounds like a residual to me, but, you know, I don't know. It's never happened to me other than responding to the accident that this supposedly happened. And, it, you know, like I said, when I got there, there was nothing. Same stories, same everything. And this has happened to quite a few people in the area I lived in. I want to tell one more story. When I was I was probably in fifth grade, fourth grade, something like that. And me and my niece were downstairs in my mom and dad's bedroom. We were in their bed, and my sister or my brother, we heard him pull up in his Firebird. You could tell by the sound of the motor and the, you know, coming across the gravel of the driveway. And we hear him open and close the door. He'd been in a rodeo, you know, accident, broke his leg, and it was healing, so he had a cane. And you heard him walking, the cane clicking up the sidewalk up under the porch. You hear him open the door, and my mom says, "Tom, I'm glad you're home." And all you didn't hear anything. He just went upstairs, clicked on the light, and then clicked it off. Okay. Now back to where I said something about my sister. My sister and her friends were on our street up on the corner by all these old wheat silos and this machine shop. And they saw my brother Tom in his Firebird, and he passed them and went and parked, and they saw him go up the sidewalk, up the steps in the house, and they saw the light click on and off upstairs in his bedroom. Okay, this is where it gets weird. 5 minutes later, Tom comes around the corner. They see him again, and he waves at him, and he goes and pulls into the driveway. And I remember this, me and my mom and my niece heard him pull up again. We heard him come in, and my mom said, "Tom, you already came home." He goes, "What?" I don't know what to call that. What would that be? I would like to know your feelings on both these stories, but I've got quite a few more. I just want to see how these go. I do want to become a EPP member of it someday, but anyway, I'd like to hear your feedback on these stories, and I thank you for taking the time to listen to me, and I hope to hear from you again. Thank you. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.